We're going to just dive right in. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to come before your people. Father God, sharing your word, Father God, and we decrease so you can increase, Father. And we just ask you to have your way, Father God. Have your way, have your way, have your way, Father. Because we give you all the glory and all the honor, Father. We're so thankful. We're so grateful, God. We're so grateful, God. We just want to bless your name in all that we do. And we give you the glory. We give you the honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My lesson for the day is titled, There is Pain in Finding Your Purpose. There is pain in getting to your purpose. In the world today, it's probably about 8 billion people. And out of about 8 billion people, you know, it's hard for us, it's hard for an individual to imagine in their mind. Out of 8 billion people, God has a plan and a purpose for every individual person on this earth. He has a plan. But it was up to us to find our way, to find that plan and get to that purpose. Because, you know, God wrote the book. He wrote the book. He showed us the beginning and he showed us the end. Okay. But in the middle is where we got to travel. That's where we got to travel. Because in the beginning, he meant for his children to prosper. He meant for us to live well. He meant for us to do his glory. That at the end, he will be glorified. But you know, so we know all of us have a purpose, but if he had gave all of us the plan in between there, from the beginning to the end, if he had showed you the plan, a lot of us wouldn't be him. A lot of us would already backed out because of the pain, of the suffering. He didn't mean for us to suffer, but because of choices we made, disobedient to him, the choices we made. I made this illustration years ago to the kids, and I had an umbrella, and I was walking. This was a paved road, and I had the umbrella over my head, and I walked this paved road with my umbrella. Now, it's raining, but I'm on the paved road, but it's mud on each side of the paved road. It's raining. I'm not getting wet. My foot's not getting muddy because I'm on the paved road, but as quick as I let the umbrella down, what's going to happen? I get drenched. As quick as I step off the road, my foot's going to get muddy. Now, God didn't intend for our feet to get muddy. He didn't intend for us to get drenched in the water. He did not intend for it to overtake us. But because I got off the road, I see something over here. Oh, that look pretty. Let me go over here and investigate this. No, that ain't what he said. He told me to stay on the road. But I got off the road because I was curious of what was going on over here. I go down the road a little further. I'm curious of what's going on over him. I got off the road so many times, and I wasted so many years when I just could have went straight down the end of the road without getting wet, without getting drenched. But it was my choice. Turn to Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. God said, I know the thoughts that I give to you. So many times, you ever been around a person, I've done it myself, talking about me, trying to read a person's mind. and think you know what the other person is thinking, a lot of time that's how confusion happens, because we think we know what the other person thinking. Oh, she act like she don't know me. She might have had a headache. You don't know why she looked like she looked, but you know, we always assume different things because we try to figure out. Well, God, don't try. We can't figure out. We can't figure out God, because his word is plain and said, I know the thoughts that I have for you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Everything we need, God already put it in place. He put it in place. He put it in place. Now, the Jews, what they went through in Jeremiah, it was easy for them to think, well, God had turned his back on them. Oh, he let this happen. He let that happen. God really, he just turned his back on them. That's what some of them thought. But, you know, that's the same way we are today, because something happened. God, why you let this happen? And sometimes we don't say it. And I know some people that do say it and ask the question, why? Well, it was not God. It was not God. Now, he allowed it to happen because you chose, because I chose to go that way. I chose to make that decision without asking him what would he have me to do. I chose it. But his plan from the beginning was you to have peace, not to struggle. Not to always be upset, not to be always going through stuff. And the evil comes. The evil comes because that's what the devil's do. That's what he's good at his job. He's very good at his job. If he got a medal for doing at his job, war, he would have a whole bunch of, because he is very good at his job. But it was never God's plan. It was because of sin. Because of sin. And he gave us an expected end. That expected end was us, for us to make it to where he wanted us to be who he wanted us to be, for his glory. For his glory. For his glory. And the Amplified says, for I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, saith the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. It's at the end. He telling you in the beginning, the final outcome is for you to win. That was his intention. For you to win, never to lose, never for his children to be defeated, never for his children to give in, never for his children to quit. That was never his intention. But he gave us free will. He gave us free will, because this was just a little side note when I was writing. He gave us free will because God, you know, He could have made us to do everything that he wanted us to do. He could have made us to worship him every day just like the angels, because he's all God, he's all powerful, and he could have. But to me, that's vain, selfish. So we know God is not like that. So he wanted us to worship him because of who he is. He wanted us to love him because of who he is. What fun is it? What does it build a person up? You got to make somebody worship you and serve you. You got to make them. There's no joy in it. There's no pleasure in it. There's not anybody in here that doesn't want to be loved and appreciated for who they are, for the things they do.